The Maryland Humanities Council grant-supported project Faces of Freedom at Harford Community College uses several humanities disciplines to explore the meaning of freedom in the Upper Chesapeake, before, during, and in the aftermath of the Civil War and emancipation. An exhibit, book, and film discussions, performances, and lectures were held both at the college and with community partners. Iris Barnes of the Hayes High House at Harford Community College reflects on the program and its culminating event.
The Faces of Freedom, the Upper Chesapeake, Maryland, and Beyond initiative, commemorates the 150th anniversary of the ratification of the Maryland Constitution of 1864, which ended slavery in the state. The initiative launched in February with our keynote speakers, the co-authors of the book Gather at the Table, Thomas DeWolf, a descendant of the DeWolf family from Rhode Island, the largest slave trading dynasty in the U.S., and Sharon Morgan, a descendant of the enslaved on both sides of her family. Over a 3-year period, the pair traveled thousands of miles, visiting ancestral towns and historic sites to gain an understanding of each other's worlds and how the lingering trauma of slavery shaped their lives. Today, they offer their journey as a model for racial reconciliation and healing from the legacy of slavery. The Faces of Freedom exhibition focuses on the inspiring stories of individuals who sought or fought for freedom. The exhibit examines Harford County's role in the national narrative and features the tragic story of Margaret Morgan, whose kidnapping led to the Supreme Court case of Prigg versus Pennsylvania, a precursor to the Fugitive Slave Act of 1850, and also the story of the divided family of the notorious John Wilkes Booth, whose family home is just down the road from the Hayes High House. John Wilkes Booth, as you know, assassinated President Lincoln, yet his father assisted slaves in gaining their freedom. These are among the many surprising and engaging stories told in the exhibition. In conjunction with the exhibition, we featured a series of film screenings, book discussions, and lectures, which we consider a journey to our final reflective event, the Gather at the Bank ceremony. Held at Hosanna School Museum, a restored Freedmen's Bureau school that was built in 1867 and was the first public school for African Americans in Harford County. Janice Green, a costume interpreter, will set the atmosphere as she portrays a freedom seeker on the Underground Railroad. Next, we will board buses and head to a secret location near the Susquehanna River, key for travelers on the Underground Railroad. There, local spiritual and cultural leaders and descendants will honor our ancestors. They'll plant a tree, pour libations, and acclaim the life work of freedom seekers, abolitionists, and others who struggled to free our nation from slavery. Following the ceremony, we will return to Hosanna, enjoy some refreshments, reflect on, discuss, and consider strategies to heal our own communities from the legacy of slavery. Please join us and reflect on the true faces of freedom, the price paid for it, and perhaps begin a personal journey into the past on behalf of a better future.
Join cultural and spiritual leaders and Harford Community College for the Gather at the Bank ceremony at the Hosanna School Museum in Darlington on May 10th. Visit our calendar of events at mdhc.org to learn more. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as poetry and sociology, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue about critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein of the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR, your NPR news station.